Amen. Amen. The ministers, we, at the end of every year, we take time out to pray, seek God's face concerning the forthcoming year. And I just want to share with us very briefly, you know, the word God gave us. There are quite a few things the Lord said to us. One, okay, this is Amazing Grace Parish. I know that the general overseer is still good. The prophecy is coming out, and by God's grace, we'll be doing an exhortation on that. But this is a word for us as a church, as a parish. We're being exhorted to exercise godly passion as we go into 2019. To exercise godly passion. It says some people are driven by a variety of things, but not necessarily by God as the driving force. And that as we go through into 2019, we need to show godly passion. Now, this was a word that was laid on different ministers' heart, but we'll see how it all ties together. We're also being exhorted that in 2019, we need to be disciplined. That we need to be disciplined soldiers. That we shouldn't get entangled with, you know, civilian affairs. We need to keep our focus. We need to recalibrate. A lot has happened in 2019. A saying comes to mind that says that, you know, all it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to keep quiet. So much has been happening in this year and in the preceding years that as Christians, I wonder that if we had been more focused, if we had been more disciplined, would some of these things happen? But we're being exhausted that we need to be more disciplined as soldiers of the cross, that we need to take heed to the ministry that God has given to us so that we can fulfill our ministry. Another word says that, you know, there's going to be greater expectations in the forthcoming year. There are going to be greater expectations. You know, Jesus Christ said in Luke 12:48 that to whom much is given, much will be required. I remember a few years ago that, you know, it was a year of exaltation and God lifted so many of us up. God blessed so many of us. Since then, God has been doing so much for us. But there is an expectation from God. Thank God for the Moore family. I call them the Moore family because in spite of what everything God was doing, it seemed like it was just a case of more. And the prayer was more. But with all the more that God has given you, what are you doing with it? It says, to whom much is given, there'll be a requirement of much. And God has been good to you. In as much as you're sitting here today, God has been good to you. So that there'll be significant big breakthroughs, but there will also be challenges. And what will see you through in the new year is your closeness to God. So the closer you are to God, the more you will, you know, see 2019 through, the more the breakthroughs will come your way. Amen. We're being challenged to be faithful in the little things. To be faithful in the little things. We should be ready to stand by our words and to stand by God's word. And I want to encourage you that as we go into 2019, you want to get to a place where your word is God's word. and God's word is your word. Praise the Lord. So that when you make a pronouncement, the heavens will back what you say. You know, it's not everybody that can say something and, you know, the heavens listen and they back what is being said. But that is the challenge, that if we're faithful in the little things that God has committed to our hands, we'll get to that place where His word will be our word and our word will be God's word. Amen. So that it will be the acceptable year of the Lord. But we need to play our part for this to come to pass. Amen. And for 2019, God has given us a theme. And that theme is complete in Him. But it's a call to spiritual maturity. Complete in Him. A call to spiritual maturity. I'm going to read quickly from Colossians chapter 2, from verses 1 to 10. Colossians 2, 1 to 10. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. It says, I want you to know how much I have agonized for you and for the church in Laodicea and for many other believers who have never met me personally. I want them to be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have complete confidence that they understand God's mysterious plan, which is Christ Himself. In Him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I am telling you this so no one will deceive you with well-crafted arguments. For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you. And I rejoice that you're living as you should, and that your faith in Christ is strong. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must also continue to follow Him. And that for me is the crux of the matter. If you're here, you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It doesn't end there. You have to follow Him to the fullness. Praise the Lord. It says you must also continue to follow Him. Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness. Don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and eye-sounding nonsense. There's so much of that out there that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world rather than from Christ. For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body. So you also are complete through your union with Christ, who is the head over every ruler and authority. You know, I think the King James Version says, in Christ dwells, you know, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in Christ Jesus, and we're complete in Him. We are complete in Christ Jesus. We've been encouraged not to forget the completeness we're talking about. We said it's a call to spiritual maturity. It's a call to a fullness in Christ Jesus. 2019 is not a year that we can afford to be, I think they will use the word lackadaisical. It's not a year that we can afford to be complacent. 2019 is not a year that we can afford to be lukewarm. Thank God for the drama group. Thank God for, you know, the testimonies we've heard. We can reflect and think, are there things God has not done for us? But are there things that we have not done that God expects from us? God is a sovereign God. God is a faithful God. If He has spoken a word, He will fulfill it. Praise the Lord. But we have a part to play. Thank God for the babes that are saying amen. They're getting it. Praise the Lord. We have a part to play. You have a part to play. I have a part to play. Thank God for God. Thank God for all He's done. You know, Jesus Christ, in Ephesians 4, the Bible tells us that, this was Paul writing, that Christ gave ministry gifts. That He gave ministry gifts. For what purpose? To equip God's people to do His work. To build the church. The church being the body of Christ. Verse 13 of that Ephesians 4 said, this will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son, that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. To the fullness of maturity in Christ. We have spiritual gifts that God has bestowed on us. Ministry gifts to equip us. To equip ourselves. To equip the church. To edify the church. What are those things that God has spoken to you? What has it put in your heart? What are the gifts that is given to you? He's calling you to a maturity in 2019. Are there things you did in 2018 that could have been better? Shall we rise to our feet? We're just going to pray. Like we said, God is God. The last few days I've been reflecting on, you know, the names of God. Those that are doing the baptismal class, they're learning about God, who He is. God is God. He does not change. He does not change. If He has said a thing, He will bring it to pass. He's calling you to a year, to completeness. He wants you to be complete in Him. To measure to, you know, the full measure of maturity. Not lacking in any way. The Bible says that faithful is He that has promised, because He will do it. He will perform it. Why don't you just thank God because He is God? Thank Him for 2018, the year of open doors. Thank Him for the doors that He opened. One of His name is Yahweh. I am who I am. Why don't you just thank Him for all that He has said He will do concerning you? The ones that you've seen. The ones that you're still expecting. The ones you have not seen. Because God makes all things beautiful in His time. You're not praying for me. You're not praying for the church right now. You're praying for yourself. You're thanking Him for who He is. He says, I am that I am. He is the independent, the self-complete God. He's complete in Himself. The God that is complete in Himself is the one that is able to make you complete. Why do you thank Him? Because He is Adonai. He is the Lord and Master. He is the Lord God. Thank Him because He has been Lord God through January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. He has been the Lord God. But not only has He been the Lord God, He has been the Creator, the Elohim, the Eternal Creator, the strength, the power. We heard on Sunday how, you know, David said, you know, once has the Lord spoken, twice have I heard that power belongs to God. He's the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for Him? That is the God you have on your side. The God that is calling you to completeness in 2019 is Jehovah Sikenu, the Lord our righteousness. Pray that even as you go into this new year, 2019, that the Lord will be your righteousness. It will be your rare reward. It will be your righteousness. That for you, it will be Jehovah Mekadeshkem, the Lord that sanctifies. Without the Spirit of God, you cannot walk in the fullness of maturity. You cannot be complete in Him. So you need to, the Bible says, holy is He. Holy, holy, holy is He. He's the God that is able to keep you holy, that is able to set you apart, that is able to sanctify you for His use, for His purpose. Pray that as you go into 2019, we're going to be crossing over in the next few minutes. Pray that the Lord Himself, He will be your righteousness. He will sanctify you. That He will prove Himself to be the El Shaddai God, the Almighty God, the benevolent, the many-breasted God. That in 2019, that He will be all bountiful, all sufficient for you. You know, the psalmist said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, You are with me. Pray that it will be Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the one that will go before you in all your ways, the one that will keep your feet from being hurt. That it will be Jehovah Nissi, the Lord your banner. That it will be your standard every moment, every second, every month, every day in 2019, that you will fly the banner of the Lord Most High, that it will be your banner in all that you go through. He's Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is there, that God will be there for you in 2019, that in all your endeavors, God will be there for you in 2019. The things that you set your hands upon, that it will be Jehovah Shammah, the Lord that is there. That it will be Jehovah Rohi, the Lord your shepherd. No, the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Someone said, the Lord is my shepherd, that is all I want. That truly He will be the shepherd for you as you go through 2019. In everything, that He will be your shepherd, He will be your guide. He will keep you in your going out, in your coming in. The Lord will keep you. That it will be Jehovah Jireh, your provider. That it will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. That it will be Jehovah Shalom to you in 2019. That it will be your peace. Bible says He's our peace, who has broken down every wall. That it will be your peace. It will keep you. It will be your confidence. It will not allow your foot to be hurt. It will not allow your foot to be moved. Though 1,000 might fall by your side, 10,000 by your right hand, that they will not come near you. That the Lord will be your healer. He will be Jehovah Rapha. That He will keep you in perfect peace. He will keep you in perfect health. He will keep yours in perfect health. That perfect health in 2019 will be your portion. The Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Pray that in 2019, that indeed God will be for you. And that as you go through into 2019, God will be for you from the very first second of the new year to the last month and beyond. That God will be for you and no one will be against you. That He will fight your battle for you. That the doors that were open in 2018 will not be shut. Why don't you just begin to bless the name of the Lord even as you cross over into 2019? Give Him all the praise. 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 Because He deserves all the glory. Because He deserves all the honor. Because He deserves all the adoration. Why don't you begin to thank Him? Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for a new year. Thank Him for a new year.
it. Thank Him, thank Him, because it is the Lord's doing. Thank Him, because it is His doing. It is His doing. It is the one that has kept you this far. It is one that has kept you thus far. Bless His holy name. Give Him all the praise. Welcome into the new year. Praise the Lord. Praise, 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 praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy New Year. Welcome into 2019. Welcome into the year which you're completing it. A year of completeness. You're welcome into 2019. Why don't you greet your loved ones? Why don't you welcome your loved ones into 2019? You're welcome into 2019. God bless you. It will be a year in which you'll be complete. You'll perfect all that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Happy New Year.
Holy Spirit, come now.
Praise the Lord. Shall we have our seats? I am so convinced that 2019 is going to be an awesome year. I am so convinced. And it shall be so for each and every one of us in Jesus' name.